it's the disease, you see, one's own pride or the ego. You see, it destroys one's own ego, you know. or you see, one's own pride. for example, the for example, the during particular the during during the prostration, the particular delusion, particular you see the the particular symptoms of mind, or however the particular you see the synthesis of the mind, that you see the delusion. What is it? what it purifies or is the pride. You see, usually when one has pride to somebody, you see, one wouldn't you see, one wouldn't respect that person. You see, according to pride, is one wouldn't respect the person. so the particular delusion of the particular synthesis of the mind that which it removes or that which purifies is the pride. The particular one, but of course, that is for a lot of obscuration to purify. But particularly this one, so the prostration is regarded as a particular remedy to the as a pride. so one can use, you see, one can praise the enemy in order to destroy one's own ego. I see. Want to destroy, because it's very effective. You see, when you praise the enemy, somebody whom you don't like, somebody whom you don't want to respect to, then you try to respect the person, and you see, praise. You see, so it's it becomes a challenge, or it becomes, you see, very powerful practice that I see. You are destroying the ego, the pride. it becomes very brave. You see, you become more powerful than the ego, the pride, you see, in doing that way. so can, you see, so in this way, then one is able to develop the mind in order to, you see, bring sentient beings to enlightenment. can do like this. generally, when we praise, you see, by from the heart, by remembering how one should do from the heart, then by remembering kindness of the enemy. you see, all the past, all the present, all the future happiness, I see, by kindness of this person. And now, you see, and you see, among the numberless sentient beings, you see, among the numberless, you know, living beings, you see, the holy objects, such as the Buddhas, they don't have anger, they don't have anger towards me, so I have no opportunity to practice patience with them. You see, to develop my inner quality realization, you see, the path, the patience, to achieve enlightenment for all, in order to benefit for all living beings. So this patience, you see, I have an opportunity to practice patience with the fully enlightened beings because they don't have anger towards me. Only they, what they, have, only, they have only infinite love of compassion towards me, see? then, then you see, friend, the friend doesn't have anger, friend loves you, you see. So again, with friend there's no opportunity to practice the patience. and you see, to develop this path. then what's left is now stranger. Stranger doesn't have anger towards you, doesn't have a dislikable mind, you know, towards you. so again, there's no opportunity to practice patience with a stranger, you see, to develop this path to enlightenment. so among all the numberless beings, this is the only person. among the numberless beings, the numberless beings, you see, this is the only person, you see, the person who is anger, the, you see, with whom I have opportunity to, with whom I have opportunity to practice patience, you see, to develop this path in order to achieve enlightenment for the sake of, you see, in order to bring every living being to the enlightenment, to the full enlightenment. it's only this one who has anger. It's only this one who has anger towards me. You know, only this one who has anger towards me, who doesn't love me. Only this one. with you see, other than this, you see, the with the rest of others, with all the rest of others, you see, I have no opportunity at all. you see, to practice patience, to develop this path. So this person is the only one, you see, who gives me this realization, patience, you see, which makes possible to, you see, achieve enlightenment, which makes possible then to bring everyone, every living being, to the full enlightenment, the peerless happiness. so this is the only person, you know, who gives me this realization, you see, opportunity to practice patience. so that, so if this, so it's the, is only this person who is called enemy. Why? Why only this person? Because because he's the only person who has anger towards me. so you see, extremely kind, he or she, extremely kind to me, by having anger towards me. extremely kind, you see, extremely kind to me, you see, having the anger towards me. Like that. so this way, so this way, this person doesn't love you, you see, angry to you. rather became a problem, it became, you see, pleasant, it become, rather becoming no need, it becomes neat. You see, before one one is not practicing patience by thinking the kindness, of this person. You see, bringing this person, giving me enlightenment. You see, letting to train my mind in the path, patience. This person giving me enlightenment. before one was not practicing patience by thinking how the person's kind. You see, that time you see. the anger, person having anger towards you is become no need. You see, appeared. You see, one regarded it as a problem, and it appeared as a problem. you see, one labeled bad and appeared bad. once you see the anger, the self-cherishing thought or the anger is labeled bad, you see, and appeared bad, and then you see established a disciple thought on that, you see. Now you see, when one is practicing patience by thinking how this person is extremely unbelievable kind, by having the qualification, anger, see, qualification, how to say, by having the anger, thought that doesn't love me. you see, that's, how to say, wants to harm me. now, when one practices patience by thinking how the reasons, you see, how this person's kind, then he or her having anger towards oneself, it become neat. It become, you see, it become neat, need to develop, need this, to develop one's mind in the path, to achieve enlightenment, to bring everyone to full enlightenment, all certain things. So it become neat. you see, become you see, one find useful, beneficial. You see, so it appeared, a happiness. So having this person, you see, this person having anger. Thought, not loving to oneself, then appear to see the rather problem, then you see pleasant, supporting, to develop the path of his mind. So by thinking, so in this way, by thinking the, this is reason how this person is so kind, is about they having anger towards me. One thing like this, you see, depth, how that gives realization after enlightenment. Then not just that, but. Not just that, and after that, one is able to bring every sentient being whose mind is obscured and suffering, one is able to bring to everyone to be able to bring to enlightenment, the peace, happiness. So all this is by kindness of this person who has anger towards me. So all this came from this by kindness of this person. You see. So, So this person's kindness becomes infinite. This person's kindness is infinite, like infinite sky. So that you see, by patience, then you see the peace, the peace, tranquility of peace. one find, one experiences in the one's own heart. you see, this deep experience of you see the peace. very inside of one's own heart. Very inside of one's own heart is some joy or deep joy or you see peace. You see, by thinking how this person is extremely kind. So that deep peace of mind that you felt inside of your heart. even the whole sky, you know, filled with jewels. Even the whole sky filled with jewels. Even you offer to that person, that is not enough. That's never enough. You see, mountains of diamond, gold. Is that much dollars? atoms of dollars. Even you offer. You see, it is nothing. It is nothing comparing the great peace what you experience in your heart, what this person gives to you. you see, by practicing patience, you know, with that person, then you see, you see, without talking even enlightenment, just even that, that peace of mind, what you immediately got, you see, experience in the heart. So, however. So that deep peace in your heart, you cannot get, cannot experience. Even somebody gives you mountains of mountains of diamond or is it gold, or even this much earth, atoms, number of atoms, this much earth, that much dollar. Even somebody gives cannot get this experience, but by practicing patience, by thinking the kindness of this person, you see, can experience this and deep peace very inside the heart. You see, so however, so much more precious than any of those materials is this person. So this just happened by the conversation. So anyway, however, this again goes into the section. You see, how to the enemy, somebody who doesn't love you. that how you see, that you see, which appears a problem. you see, I say, how, that with one's mind, you see, rather only looking at it as a problem. Only looking at it as a problem and appearing only a problem. This fixed idea, fixed appearance in a fixed idea. with you, that only looking at it, only suffering, which is no, which is no single benefit, only torture. Only torturing yourself, only see, making oneself more unhappy. painful. So however, then you see, one look at it pleasant, you know, happiness, supporting to exercise the part. You know? So then, so now going back to pride. So you see, what happens? That's right. So the Gautama Geshe's, these meditators, they explain that so many disharmony is happening in this life. You know, even in this life, so many disharmony happening in this life. That's due to pride. So many problems and disharmony happening in this life. Just, you see, because of pride. So anyway, if I just go over straight, the shortcomings of pride. Then it is said in the Sutra teachings by Buddha, ignorant ones, due to pride, being under the control of the pride, one gets reborn in the unfortunate realms. That means the hell, the hunger ghost, animal realms. one gets born in the lower realms. They has unfortunate realms, and then in the realm, then realms which has no opportunity to practice meditation, practice dharma. Which means even one is born as a human being, but no opportunity to practice meditation dharma at all. you see, no opportunity to develop the mind, you see, at all. You see, towards liberation, ultimate liberation, towards the full enlightenment. you see, so like that. Then one gets born in the unfortunate realms. then the realms where there's no opportunity to practice dharma. then one gets reborn as a poverty. One gets reborn as a poverty. You know, poverty. then lower caste. One gets reborn as a poverty. You know, very poor. which means a lot of so much difficulties, hard life in the means of living. one gets born as poverty and the lower caste. if one is born as a lower caste, then you see that many of those countries. In many of those countries, I'm not sure in the West so much, but many of them, so many of the countries, you see, they, so the person is, you see, kept very low and not respected. so, not a, that caste not respected, it keeps out of law. then. You don't have power to to benefit extensively to all the different level of people in that way. however, then one gets born as you see, blind, very small, very weak, blind, and then you see. Having very little power, having very little capacity, very weak. you see. Then also having say the ugly you see the shape or color and bad it's a bad color bad and bad shape. So this is the result of the shortcomings of pride that is explained in the Sutta teachings. And then each time the pride rises, it leaves imprint on the mind. Then makes the imprint thicker and thicker and thicker. Then that makes the mind so difficult to be liberated. Then because the imprint is very thick, then that makes it difficult to to quickly free from the obscurations and to achieve full enlightenment. So it makes it more difficult. That is same also with the anger. the attachment, all those other the delusions is same. Each time it leaves an imprint. So how say so as Shantideva said in Bodhicattavatara, you see, if one is upset, then it eliminates. Because of weakness or something, is it a failure in education or failure in the capacity? You see, then one becomes upset. You see, you know, then you see, then you think. Then you think, you see. Then how to see? How to transform this problem into happiness? So you think, if you had success, you see. You didn't think, if I did have success, where there's no upsetness, then I will have pride, much pride. Then if I get pride, all these problems, I will have to go through life to life. So that's the way to think, you see. And then, then that, so think that way. Then the upsetness, so this eliminates the, you see, arrogance or the pride. So then, you see, which pride which makes so hard, difficult to develop the say, mind, you see, the realizations. you see, so, so the so so the upset so the upsetness, you see, is a because it eliminates pride, the obstacles, you see, obstacles to develop the mind in the path. So therefore, it eliminates obstacle to achieve enlightenment. It eliminates obstacle to bring everyone to full enlightenment, you see. So it becomes so this by think, you know, due to weakness that didn't succeed. In the whatever it is, you see, education or whatever it is that it didn't succeed. So, so this way, you see, the what felt, you know, depression or upsetness, it became quality. It become, you see, supporting, beneficial, supporting, you see, to exercise the path for the to have this greatest success to have inner this greatest success to bring everyone to the palace happiness full enlightenment, this helped. then they say, so I just definition those points which I mentioned yesterday, just to clarify a little bit. Then you see the thing where it says so first thing is you see say see when there's a problem you see that by thinking that this is supporting to you see to generate the path then you see then say enjoying that you see meditating on the joyfulness of that see anyway enjoying that you know by thinking this you see what he does is supporting say the transcendental path then what is it Bodhisattva Shantideva said what the Bodhisattva Shantideva said the absence is eliminates arrogance pride rises compassion for the circling beings those who are in suffering realm you see this circling beings the suffering realm the samsara then one becomes careful next one next the benefits of problem is the fourth one one becomes careful within you see with the negative karma the one becomes careful with the cause of the sufferings so so the problem the problem you see the problem so it makes it makes the mind aware it makes the mind aware that you see to check the cause what is the cause of this problem it makes the mind aware to check the cause then when you find out the cause the cause is not outside, the cause is in the mind. And that is the mind, or in the mind, the imprint, the negative imprint that is left on the mind, you know. The delusions, and the ignorance, anger, attachment, these things, ignorance, anger, attachment, so forth, this, you know, mind, this mind, and you see the imprint, that which is left on the mind by these thoughts and by these delusions by these delusions and actions motivated by these delusions so these are the cause this is the cause of the problems so it makes to study the cause you see by when we have problem it makes to study the cause so when we find the cause it makes us to purify the cause it encourages our mind to stop creating the cause again the causes which were already created so many times this life from the beginningless past lives because continuation of consciousness did not have a beginning So, from the beginning, let's report, the cause of the problem which we have accumulated, it makes us to purify. Then the other second benefit is it makes us to be careful to not create again. So you see, by benefits of having problem, you see, so having a problem gives these benefits. Then you see, then one come to know, one come to know. You see, because of the self-cherishing thought, because it happened due to self-cherishing thought, because it happened in ignorance and attachment. So they encourages to transform the mind. you see, into good heart, you know, altruism, you see, and then the patience or the wisdom and so forth, all the other positive mind or that path. Then also, it makes us to make a vow. Then from now on, I want to give this harm, that harm, this harm, to other sentient beings. I won't kill, I won't tell lie, you see, steal, so forth. you see, the different negative karmas, and you see, this, that which harms other sentient beings, which harms one, which harms other sentient beings. So, the problem makes you see to strengthen the mind, makes the mind strong, that you see to make the to live in this morality is that, you know, give this, you know, this hands, you know, like that. So it makes the problem helps. The problem brings oneself into morality, into the morality, practice of morality. The cause of the happiness now, and the cause of the happiness, particularly the cause of happiness of future good rebirth. You know, benefits the problem, one becomes careful with the karma is the cause of the problems. one can understand from this, you see, that it makes to enjoy the virtue, happy to practice the virtue. The one that before which I did not mention, is when somebody criticizes, when there's praise, it arises greater pride. when somebody criticizes, then destroys immediately or straight the one's own mistakes. So, how one should develop the mind is in the path. So that is that has to come that has to come by recognizing the mistakes. Only by recognizing the mistake, then by destroying by eliminating the mistakes, only then the mind can be developed in the path. Only then, you see, the mind can be better. Only then, you see, once the life and becomes, I say, better life through this. By recognizing mistake, what is right and wrong, and by eliminating the mistakes. So, the body, speech, mind, action of body, speech, mind is always to become cause of happiness, always to become cause of happiness, you see. And that has to come, that development has come by recognizing what is right and wrong, and by eliminating the mistakes. So the somebody criticizes, you see, so that has that benefit. then if one is a well, if one is wealthy, so let's say one is poor, you see, one is poverty, you know, poverty. So say no job. So however, you see, there's difficulties in life, not having enough means of living, or you see, poor. Then what one should think, how to look at this life, you see, how to say, you know, this problem into happiness. then one think, so if one is wealthy, you see, if one is wealthy, then there's so much problem. You see, there's a problem, worry, fears, unable to protect, unable to collect. You see, more materials, unable to collect, and unable to protect. So there's great sufferings in there. You see, so much worry, fears, so much competition. You know, worry, fears, you know, becoming. You see, others going better, and that you are becoming. I say, Lord, all these worries, competitions, so much, you see. So, however, except that as a great holy beings, bodhisattvas, you know, bodhisattvas, such as bodhisattvas, those holy beings that I described before. bodhisattvas, such as very high, you know, very highly realized beings. but you see, being king, but having all the wealth and being king, and like that. So that those are different. Exception as a special, but otherwise, generally, the ordinary people, they see every wealthy people, if you say they have their own problems, you know, many what's the mental sufferings. when one come to know their own life, then there's so much problems in there. thinking this way, then so this way, then the attachment by thinking this way, the I say. By thinking this way, then the clinging attachment in the is being in the world.